Day program, August 7th, 2012. We are celebrating our special skills and talents here today on the Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. The important point for everybody to remember here and there, here and everywhere, is that it's not really how many gifts you have. It's how well you use your gifts. The recognition that you have the personal responsibility to develop your gifts, your effectiveness in life, is built on how you discipline yourself. You stay in shape, right? You exercise, that's a discipline. Why not do that mentally as well as physically? Do you challenge yourself every day in some way to push yourself to your potential? Or do you just say, ah, that's good enough? Jennifer has been doing that today. Yeah, that's good enough. Focus.
That is so mean.
Develop your strengths.
Rude.
He's just mean and rude.
So that weakness doesn't matter. Spend more time developing your strengths. And stop picking at people who have weaknesses.
Hello?
Exactly.
Those
scabs. Is there anybody
affirmation?
Hear me?
Is my thought.
No.
Taking
your own advice today.
Thinking process today.
No.
All right, so at the Olympics, there's this bronze medal winning lady who had essentially taken matters into her own hands. You may have heard the story about some drunken fan who threw a bottle.
I wasn't there, I swear it.
On the track at the Olympic Stadium about a second before the start of the men's 100-meter final.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why did
so,
that?
Why? Because he was drunk.
Oh.
And he was in the stands, and he had an empty bottle, so he decided, I'll heave it onto the track. The Metro Police
imagine
said
that.
This 34-year-old man was in police custody on suspicion of causing a public nuisance because of the bottle. And don't you love the Brits? Suspicion of causing a public nuisance.
Suspicion.
Right. The man was not identified by name or nationality. He was heard shouting abusive things before he threw the bottle.
He thought he was at a soccer match.
Apparently.
Manchester!
Hooligans.
That's you laugh about that. That's exactly what they do.
Sure.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, so anyway, this guest threw out the bottle. Apparently one of the people that was in the race went up in the stands and identified this guy and held on to him until the police showed up. So, another day at the Olympics. Are we following the Olympics? Or are we more interested today in America's Got Talent?
Don't care about America's Got Talent.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I do like the story, though, that that Sharon Osbourne is dumb enough to cancel her great gig.
How much was she making?
To stand up for her son's rights.
Yeah. Well, that's proud parent.
Nice. Sure.
Yeah, it is.
But as
stupid.
A parent, would you do that for your kid?
Hmm. You know what? I would go to the mat, but, man, that's a lot of money to leave on the table.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't need it necessarily, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's I think the difference there. It's not like she's starving.
Well, but what is she going
to
do for work?
What does
she works already every day. She's on the talk.
That's right.
That's work. It's work to watch it.
Well, she has another job. It's not like she doesn't have a
That is really, that's a hard show to watch.
I can't imagine she's making any real money on that thing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple million a year. And her husband's, hello, Ozzy Osbourne. Hello.
Yeah. How do you know how much money he's making a year?
He's
Ozzy Osbourne's
cash.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cash.
He's got a lot of cash.
All right. Is that like all these guys, like, what's his face, Gene Simmons? Mm-hmm. Do these all these old rockers have it stashed away someplace?
The ones whose songs get played at every football, baseball, sporting event around the world, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. he started up the, what's his tour that he does? Ozfest.
Yeah, the Ozfest.
And so that's like a big moneymaker for him.
Who's doing the that's Alice Cooper's doing the radio program.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks, who is or was your favorite on America's Got Talent?
I've never watched. Is that a category?
Brandi Norwood, David Hasselhoff, Piers Morgan, Sharon Osbourne, Howie Mandel, or Howard Stern?
Who's Randy Norwood?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Brandy Norwood.
Don't know Brandy Norwood either. Anybody know?
Oh, she's the one who lasted.
Brandy.
Half a season. Okay.
She's a pop singer. Brandy is her name. Most of the time we don't go by her last name.
Hasselhoff. Okay. How long did he last?
There's a couple of seasons, right?
America's Got
Talent.
Yeah,
I'm going with Hasselhoff just because I don't like to hassle the Hoff.
Piers Morgan? Why would... I mean, this guy is so... What?
That's how he got famous in America.
So nothing. It's just nothing. And everybody else who's there, I don't know Brandy Norwood. But there's something... Hasselhoff has a personality... Osborne had a personality.
He's drunk all the time.
Mad at, well, no, I don't think he's that bad, is he? Hasselhoff?
His daughter videotaped him...
Eating a hamburger.
Eating a hamburger on the floor in a drunken mess and posted it on YouTube because she was tired of him being drunk all the time.
I remember that.
Nice.
Right. All right, well, what can I tell you? We've gone from one bad story to another.
Piers Morgan, you got to give it to. Yeah, he's one tough cookie, man. That guy has avoided this whole scandal in London with the paper. He's been able to stay untouched. He's tough.
Hey, but of what value is he?
No value.
What does he add to the discourse or discussion, whether it's the television show or any of these? I don't even begin to understand.
He was good on America's Got Talent because he provided the Simon element for that show, I think, when he was on.
Well, what's wrong with Simon? Why do we have to have copycats?
Well,
why can't we be an original?
Simon isn't even Simon anymore.
I don't know. I just have this.
Not Simon.
I'm getting into a place and I want to get out of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Adios. Leave.
That was Nick.
Come on, I'll go with you.
I want to celebrate the opening of Wendy's in Japan. They have new burgers that they're selling over there that feature fancy ingredients. They have the Ocean Premium Burger that has lobster and caviar at a Wendy's. Can you imagine?
Where's the beef?
They don't serve. Well, I guess they do.
Not there.
Yeah, right.
Where's the lobster?
It costs $16.28 for a lobster caviar burger. Let's see here.
So is that a beef burger with lobster and caviar on it, or is it a lobster burger?
No, it's a lobster burger with caviar on it. $16. Now, the hot and juicy cheeseburger at Wendy's costs $5. So this is the deal over there. What does it cost here?
How do you think Mr. Dave
about
Thomas
that.
Would be feeling?
I don't know.
About the lobster caviar burger? Thing.
A lobster. But lobster apparently is so plentiful this year, it's everywhere.
Where's the beef?
There is no beef. It's all... Where's the lobster?
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
They're also offering a surf and turf burger, combining lobster meat and beef.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, I like
that. That's disgusting.
Give it to me.
My God, that is... Are you serious? Come on, you're saying my chain.
Yeah, I'm all over that.
No, you're not.
Sure.
The story is at DougStefan.com. Should you care to check it out, we'll hold your whatever.
You ever had the Wendy's fish sandwich?
I think I actually have had the Wendy's fish sandwich.
Yeah, pretty good.
I have had. What is the difference, though? Don't they get? They find the same fish, the square fish that they find
they
all
square?
The other.
Bed.
Yeah,
no, they're
Aren't
not.
They? They're not.
But it's their food is different. It's like a grade up from the rest of the fast food.
I just
foods.
Like the square burger. It's kind of funky.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right, coming up. An officer is caught on tape kissing boss. Well, the boss, kisses her, the female police officer. She gets fired. Why doesn't police...
Why does the male get fired, too?
Right. Why did she get fired?
Because she was
fraternizing with the...
Why wasn't he fired for fraternizing with a subordinate?
You know, I think that was
he was the
part
president.
Of the question. Yes,
she was the boss.
She was the boss?
Isn't that what you're saying?
No. She's the police officer.
Oh.
And she kisses the police chief.
Oh.
Or the chief kisses her, you first said.
Well,
correct?
Yeah, I think that was maybe. Well, I mean, if one kisses.
Then he should be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Who kisses who first?
So if you're a police officer and you kiss another police officer, you're at risk of losing your job?
It's the same as in the military.
Yeah. No
fraternization.
All right, so this police chief is 57.
Really?
The police officer is 30.
Is this if you're on the job?
They were transporting. Listen to this. Will you listen to the story? They were transporting a burglary suspect in the back of the cruiser. She reaches over and kisses the police chief, and in the cars they have their video.
Dummy.
Stupid.
Well, she should be fired for that, for being dumb.
She kisses and caresses him. The video shows she turns around several times to check to make sure the suspect was asleep. The chief was driving, seen returning her affection. People call for them both to be fired, but the police chief was allowed to retire with full benefits.
Oh, gosh.
She got fired.
Wow. Oh, that stinks.
I'm curious. What state is this in?
This is Ohio.
Ohio.
Uh-huh. I like them.
Yeah, and they vote.
Cabos. Yeah. I think that's just...
ridiculous.
Yeah. It seems... it just doesn't seem... There's something about it.
How do they get away with that? I don't even think it's okay in the
actually,
day.
She's suing the community. The story now is that she's suing the community, and they could have to cough up some serious dough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, she's been involved with other members of the police force in sort of the same way.
So there's a pattern.
Apparently, yes. And what's the name of that police job? Where is that? It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
All right, Flo. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Ensuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shipp.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach, so classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Yeah.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Time on the radio and in your ear for some birthday celebrations. Tuesday, the 7th of August. If we go back 70 years, Billy Joe Thomas came into the world. The songs he's been responsible for, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head,
sure.
Hooked on a Feeling, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song, I Just Can't Help Believing, which is my favorite of all of his songs, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Wow, I forgot about all that.
Yeah, that's very good stuff.
Big time stuff.
And he's written a lot of songs as well that he didn't record, but he's been very prolific and still around, actually. Born this date, 1942, happy birthday to BJ. Hey, Wayne Knight was on the Seinfeld show. He was Newman.
Hello,
yeah.
Newman.
He's on the X's now on TV Land.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
He was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, great in that.
Space Jam. Toy Story 2. Is he the short guy, dark hair, glasses?
Dark curly hair,
yeah.
Yeah, heavy set, curly
hair. Heavy set guy, yeah.
Okay. No, he is. Right, it
looks like Flounder from Animal House.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. John Glover, the actor's birthday is today. Also, David Duchovny.
Yeah, you want to do David Duchovny?
Are we celebrating? We don't have to.
No, we can do it. It's a great theme.
It is. X-Files, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. He was in the Red Shoe Diaries series playing God. Is that the Californication still on?
Uh-huh.
Is that? Yeah. Alberto Salazar, a marathon runner, born this date 1957. Everybody in the Boston area knows about him. Let's see. Who else do we have here that we want to say happy birthday to? How about Raul? No, Jackie O'Sullivan. Every opportunity
you like
I get.
This one. Yeah.
I love to say Bananarama. Whatever that is all about. It's cool. It's Bananarama. Jackie O'Sullivan, born in the state 52 years ago. Happy birthday to her. Let's see. Charlize Theron's birthday is today. Born in the state 1975. I don't think she's that hot.
You know what? I just have never been able to look at her the same ever since the Monster movie.
Monster.
I can't. Something about seeing her with no eyebrows.
She's
creepy.
Hot.
She's too skinny.
Hot.
Too much.
Hot.
Everybody says who works with her, she
can't.
That
perfume commercial where she walks through that mansion.
The door.
Good Lord.
See, I don't understand what happened. These women like, what's her face? She's got the high, Sharon Stone. Has an IQ of 150. Been big.
She does.
Smoker. I mean, look at yeah. Big smokers. What's her face? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh yeah.
Charlize Theron. All these women. Are
well, they don't
puffing
eat,
away
so they
all
smoke.
The time. Well, I know, but look. I don't understand how you can think that she's hot, Richard. She's nothing
she's
but
hot.
Skin and bones.
Hot.
She's not hot.
Mm.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, listen.
Now, this is something I can get behind.
Raul Malo from the Mavericks. What do you know about the Mavericks?
Great band.
I know that they have had it. Yeah, they haven't had a hit in a long time. But the lead singer actually was Trisha Yearwood's first husband.
That was Trisha Yearwood's first husband. When you're on the radio, you have to be on the microphone. Otherwise, people can't hear you.
I was, wasn't I?
No.
Oh, I thought I was right here.
Uh-uh. Must have gone somewhere else.
Moved. Maybe I did a weird throw my voice thing. Maybe I was being a ventriloquist.
Really? All right.
So vice versa. But yeah, that was her first husband. And the band, I don't even know if they're still together anymore, but they had a couple of good hit albums.
Coming up in a few moments, we're going to get you fit with the exercise goddess and guru, or guru. Good day. Guru and goddess. Which do we say first? She's a goddess or she's a guru?
I like goddess.
She's
goddess.
The guru of goddesses.
All right, there we have that. Andrea Metcalf joins us for exercise in a moment. 28 after on Good Day.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com. And a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Heather and Jennifer and Roberta and Rich and I are here. You'll recall that on my most recent trip to Israel, had the opportunity to meet a number of people who were in government in Israel. One of them was Minister Yuli Edelstein, who is in charge of information. He's the Minister of Information there. And so I thought we'd spend a few minutes with him updating a few of the stories, some of the things that you're hearing about not only what's going on in Israel, but their relations with the people who are around them. Sadly, some of them don't change. One of the things, Minister Edelstein, good to have you back again. I think of the time that I spent in December, one of the most interesting and good conversations I had was with you. So I'm glad to have the pleasure of accompanying you again here.
Thank you, Doug, and nice to talk to you again.
So, Jerusalem was the focus of controversy as the Olympic Games began. What do you know? What was the Israeli government told about most countries had a listing of the name of the country and the capital? With Israel, that wasn't the case. Why was that?
Well, first of all, I think that Jerusalem was controversial only in the thick minds of some people on the BBC and probably on the Olympic Committee that decided to show Israel without a capital or without Jerusalem as its capital. But as it happens sometimes in real life, it did a lot of good. Because all of a sudden you saw in this country mayors of Tel Aviv, Haifa, of all the big cities recording video clips and putting them on YouTube saying how wonderful their city is, and as the mayor of Tel Aviv put it, we are all kinds of things, but we are not the capital of Israel. The capital of Israel is Jerusalem. And you saw all of a sudden all the Israeli sportsmen, all the delegation to the Olympic Games talking about coming from the state of Israel and its capital, Jerusalem. So I think that somehow the result of that very unpleasant attitude of some people towards us and towards Jerusalem was actually a lot of enthusiasm on the part of Israelis and many friends of Israel all around the world. And I think now we have all the dots above eye very, very much in place.
Did the Palestinians send a delegation to compete in the Olympics?
Yes, there were several sportsmen coming from the Palestinian.
And what did they list as the capital of Palestine?
I don't have a clue, Doug. You know, you caught me.
I wasn't baiting you, but I saw a publication that listed East Jerusalem as the capital of
probably,
Palestine.
Probably, yeah. Which could.
Well, but it sort of flies in it flies in the face of the suggestion that there isn't a capital listed for Israel under the circumstances, very political discussion, or I guess decision, and then why would they play that game? I guess I'm asking a rhetorical question. I don't expect you to answer it. I just am asking.
But I think you put your finger on it, because when we've been demanding for years and months to have a special ceremony, at least during London Olympics, because it's exactly 40 years of the terrible massacre of the sportsmen in Munich, of the Israeli delegation in Munich, right, by Palestinian terrorists. The answer is always where we have to keep the Olympic Games beyond politics, out of politics, no political intervention, no political discussions. So when we come to the memory or the memorial ceremony for 11 slaughtered sportsmen, it's politics. When we have a discussion, a legitimate political discussion probably about Jerusalem being capital of Israel or not, you know, it's not politics, and it could be part of the Olympic, at least the Olympic site. So I think that here this kind of hypocritical attitude is really out of place.
Mm. All right, so we've got that. In terms of Syria and what's going on there, a lot of people have their eyes, ever since the so-called Arab Spring, when the situation in Egypt changed dramatically, there have been a lot of people who feel that the Middle East will change and that'll be good for Israel. There'll be more democracies, they'll be able to have better conversations. I guess I would ask you about that. We're having a conversation, just joining us with Minister of Information Yuli Edelstein in Israel. What do we need to know about the problems specifically in Syria at the moment and how that may impact Israel, but other things that are going on to change governments and change the way people relate to their government all over the Middle East?
Well, I think that we've been warning in the beginning of the so-called Arab Spring that it's going to be a long and painful process. I think eventually, by the way, there will be changes. And I'm always happy, especially with my personal background of growing up in the former Soviet Union, I'm always happy when there is one dictator less. But we have to keep in mind that only in fairy tales it could be, you know, that the dictator falls and after 30, 40, 50 years of that dictatorship, of that terrible rule, there will immediately be a new democracy and the real democratic changes. It doesn't happen like that. And in most of the countries we are talking about, Doug, unfortunately, there is no democratic tradition whatsoever. It's not like, you know, the Czech Republic or Poland or you name it, when finally they get rid of the rule of the Soviet Union, they immediately recall how life used to be before the Soviet occupation and before the Warsaw Pact. In this area, people really have to start from square one, and it's going to be a very long and painful process. If you take Syria, for example, the terrible situation is that we all want Assad to go, and we all want the bloodbath definitely to be over every day, even as we speak, innocent people are dying. On the other hand, you know, if we look at the situation politically, there is no alternative that would be positive. Whoever comes into power after Assad will be still another bad guy. And I think that we all have to understand that in all the neighboring countries, it's going to be a long and painful process. Israel can't play a real role there because in the meanwhile, you know, the competition the only common denominator between the rulers and the opposition is bashing Israel. But as far as the United States, European Union, the world community in general is concerned, I think that they can play a very serious role in these changes if they manage to support real democratic changes and not just to stick with this or that new dictator. We could at least shorten this long process a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So last week, I believe Mitt Romney was there. There were a lot of different things he was doing. He spoke a lot. I wondered, I'm sure you were around him. We're talking to Minister Yuli Edelstein from the Department of Information in Israel. So Mitt Romney's there. He seems to be interested in doing a couple of things, but the coverage here mostly focused on his fundraising at the end of his visit.
Well, Well, I would say that, first of all, we have to keep in mind that it's a very, as far as we as Israel are concerned, it's a very positive tradition. Most candidates, serious candidates to become U.S. presidents visit this country as part of their campaign, before their campaign, before the nomination, and I think it's very good because when you see things with your own eyes, it always leaves an impression, definitely in a country like Israel. So as far as Romney's visit is concerned, he had all the important meetings with the president, with the prime minister, with the leader of the opposition, you name it. He had public appearances, he had visits, including to the Western Wall, and definitely there was the fundraising event, and I think that as far as Israel is concerned, it was very important for us to make sure that every serious candidate, whatever the results are, knows firsthand from the Israeli leaders, and even I would dare say from the Israeli people, what the situation is, what really is happening here, because it's not really a big secret, the secret that the U.S. position is very important to us. We consider ourselves allies, we consider ourselves friends, so it's very important that the candidates will visit this country and have the real impression before they get into the White House.
Netanyahu is more closely aligned politically to Romney than he is to Obama. In fact, wasn't there sort of a spat between Obama and Netanyahu the last time Netanyahu came over here? Do I remember that?
Well, I would say that if we put things into proportion, and I would frankly tell you that that was part of the theory in the Israeli coverage of Romney's visit, Netanyahu's political ally, and as opposed to his political rival Barack Obama, and so on and so forth. I wouldn't put it this way. I think that it's, once again, not a secret that Romney and Netanyahu has been friends for a long time. There's nothing wrong about it. And at the same time, I'll recall that the then senator and presidential candidate Barack Obama visited this country. He was not a president yet, and he had all the important meetings with all the leadership and paid all kinds of visits. I recall him being in the town of Sderot, that is unfortunately famous for being bombed from the Gaza Strip, and he was there accompanied by the then Israeli foreign minister. So it's, as I've said, it's kind of a tradition, and I wouldn't put it just on, political attitude of Prime Minister Netanyahu of this or that candidate.
All right. So there's a good summary, kind of an up-to-date view of some of the things affecting us from Minister of Information Yuri Edelstein in Israel. Good to have you on, sir. Nice to chat with you again. I hope we do it again soon. 15 before the hour, Andrea Metcalf helps us out with our physical prowess in a moment here on Good Day. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Team before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our fitness person, Andrea Metcalf, is here with us. She's been teaching fitness, training individual clients. She's been helping people around the country and around the world with nutrition. She's the all-about-town lady when it comes to fitness, and she demonstrates as well as talking. She's a walker of the talker. How does that, what's that expression? She talks the walk.
She walks the walk.
Walks the walk. Yeah. Walks the talk, though, too, right?
Talks the talk and walks the walk.
No, no. She does, she talk the talk or walk the walk? Or walk the talk and talk the walk.
She walks the talk, so walks the walk.
She walks the talk.
Waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
Waka waka. All right, so now the silliness is down behind us. Although oftentimes, Andrea, when you're here, for whatever the reason, people get silly.
Well, you said that you like to tell jokes during when I'm on so that people get a good belly laugh and get an ab workout.
Right, that's very true. And silly is good for the abs. How many people do planks? What's a plank?
Planking.
Planking. What is planking?
Either on your elbows or on your hands with your legs outstretched behind you like you were getting ready to do a push-up. That's a plank. It's good for your core and for your shoulders and your back.
Well, why is it called a plank?
Because you're supposed to be as straight as a plank. So
stiff
someone
as a
can
board.
Walk on your back and
stiff
jump
as
in the
a board.
Right.
All right, so now get camera three on Heather. Heather is showing me how to do a, so you go down, back and forth, up on your elbow. That's it. So what happens, is that, that's good for your forearm? Is that what it is? And your core. What does it do for your
elbows?
The forearm
stabilizes you. It's holding your legs up that works your stomach and your
really?
Core.
So if you have a bad back, it's probably not something that you want to do, Andrea, right?
Well, if you do it correctly, it's not bad for your back. It actually would help strengthen your lower abdominals so that your back would have less pressure on the pelvis.
See, I think
to be
forward. This is what I would like to spend our time on, the back. And what goes on in terms of strengthening your back, many people think that when they do crunches or they do sit-ups, they're strengthening their back. It's just the opposite. You have to be on the other side to strengthen your back, right?
Well, if you lay on your belly with your arms and legs out and lift your arms and legs off the floor, that's what we call a Superman.
Yeah.
That's a super exercise for anyone with a back issues, whether it's lumbar spine, thoracic, or...
So how would you describe how you do that?
Lay on the floor,
yep.
Lift your arms 2 inches off the ground, and lift your legs 2 inches the ground, and look down at the floor.
So you're on your stomach.
It looks like you're Superman, like right. You're flying in the air. That's how it should
you're
look
on,
like.
You're on your stomach.
You're on your stomach, yes.
Uh-huh. Sort of like the plank. You're in the. You start from the same position, in a
well,
sense.
From the plank, you're on your elbows. Or
yeah, but you have to be
hands.
Down. On You have to be on your front side in order to do that.
Correct.
Right?
Prone position, we call it.
Yeah, the prone position. All right.
Another great exercise, if you roll over onto your back, so you're looking up at the ceiling, bend your knees, toes pointing forward, roll your hips up off the ground, so the weight's just in your shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a bridge, and that helps strengthen the hamstrings and the glutes, which are the key component of most people's lower back pain. People are sitting on their butt, and so it becomes weak. And the front of the body, those muscles, which are called your iliacus and psoas or hip flexors, it's short because you're in a sitting position. When you go to stand up, your back still thinks that the muscles are short in the front, pulling your hips forward. So if you just squeeze in the glutes, that or your butt, not somebody else's, that ends up releasing the tension in the front of the hip. So I think that's probably the biggest misconception that people think they need to do sit-ups and work on their abdominals to help support the spine, when really the most important part is probably the backside, the glutes and hamstrings.
One of the things that people ought to remember about this exercise or any exercise, it's good for you psychologically as well as physically. When you're in better shape, you feel better about yourself. Check out Andrea's website, AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. This is Good Day at 51 after the hour.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Tonicsin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Mayfield,
yes, it is.
From the movie of the same name. The tune is Superfly. Number one movie during this week in 1972. Rich is trying to be really cool by having us all think he's duded out.
I love me some Superfly, man.
Yeah, good for you.
Curtis Mayfield, the great Curtis Mayfield.
54 after the hour on the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Movie Moments. Chuck is not with us today. We start with movie music and then get to movie news. We have a movie trivia question. I was going to do something that was really silly. I was going to ask, what do these men have in common? Timothy Dalton,
okay.
Roger Moore, Sean Connery, George Lazenby.
They were all James Bond.
Dana. Even I know that.
Yeah.
What's Craig's first name?
Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so that was silly. I wasn't going to really ask it. I just thought I'd see if you thought it was silly.
I wasn't going to really answer.
They're all British.
Yeah, they are all British. That's correct. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have a number of items in the movie news, plus we have our contest. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255. I'm going to give you four clues. You tell me what the name of the movie is. Now, this is going to challenge a lot of people because this goes back a ways. As a matter of fact, this was the number one movie of 1963. All right? But there, it is so popular, it has been seen over and over and over. And I dare say everybody in this room, this virtual room, has seen this movie. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The, let's see, the four clues. Jerry Lewis.
Got it.
Oh, you don't need it.
Huh?
Hey, lady.
Spencer Tracy.
It's all the same movie?
The Three Stooges.
Oh, no, it's not the same movie.
Yes, it is. The Big W.
Oh, got it.
George?
No, one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I told you that.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So it wasn't something that I chose that I could be criticized for being too old, because this is one of those movies.
What's Under the Big W?
That's it. The Three Stooges, Jerry Lewis, Spencer Tracy. What's the name of the movie? 800-510. Maybe one of the best movies of all time,
it could
in fact. 800, it's certainly one of the silliest. 800-510-8255. All right, what's the name of that movie? Meanwhile, the movie news department. You know, people are talking about the cost of going to the movies. Roberta, what does it cost you? $13 you were saying the other day to go to the movies in New York.
In Rhode Island, it was two tickets to The Dark Knight for $13, which is less than what one ticket would cost you in Manhattan.
We saw The Dark Knight the other day, and we had to go to the upgraded theater, the nicer one with the leather seats, $15 a piece, plus it was $50 but after popcorn and soda and stuff.
So are they too expensive?
But on Wednesdays, like, for example, this weekend, the Bourne Legacy is coming out.
Yeah.
We're going to wait till Wednesday because at the theater chain near our house, $5 for every movie on Wednesdays.
Yep. Really? Yep. No matter how popular it is.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
$5. And not for the nice theater, just for regular cloth seats.
Yeah. When the guy said to me, that'll be $13, I said to him, I would like two tickets, please.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Not one. And he says, that is for two. What?
All right. Mike in Palm Springs, what's the name of the movie?
It's a mad world.
That's mad world. One of the funniest, really silly movies of all time. All right, Mike in Surprise, 59 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.